At the end, because Buddy's got a following on YouTube now, but they couldn't get him to crank up the other night. 4 takes in 10 minutes, and I couldn't get a spark out of him. Now he's going off real good. Wow. So, Steve, how are you doing, man? You got a bird?
I'm doing real good. Is that Buddy Boo making all that?
Yeah.
That's
he's getting real popular over on YouTube now. He's got about an hour of a buddy over there, but he wasn't singing last night.
That's great.
He's gonna sing a little, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You know, he's after. Everybody wants him. They don't want us anymore. They want the bird.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's August 14th. That's 4 days after my birthday. It's on the 10th, and Mikkel's on the 16th on Sunday. So we're it's birthday week around here. I don't really care for him at my age, but younger people like him, you know. The chance is a good excuse to, you know, get stupid, I guess, once a year. But anyway, or have fun, you know. Me
That's
being
great.
Stupid is having fun.
How's your new book coming? How's your new book coming?
It's done. I mean, right now, as we speak, the front cover of it's probably over on the website, right, over at bbsradio.com.
Wonderful.
I would imagine on the front page of the website, you can see it. Got your computer on to pop over there. We sold a bunch of them already.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we go to press next week. We were going to go this week, but we made some changes. You should see the cover of it. Got Jim Czar, the world-famous artist, who's got, even Arnold Schwarzenegger has to have pictures painted by Jim Czar. He's awesome. And it's, I raised the Truth Crystals of Light book, had one of his paintings on it.
Yeah.
And this book has one of his newer paintings on it. And we're going to be making a poster up of both the old book and this book.
That's
but,
great.
The artwork is so new. I mean, it's so beyond what the other book was. The book is beyond what the other one was. The other one was a great book.
Yes, it was.
Really cool, you know. There it is, right up on the front page of BBS Radio. You got your computer on?
No, my computer went down on me. I'm sorry.
Well, you've never had a computer working, have you?
Well, I'm giving my Apple to my nephew, and I'm buying a PC. So,
never
work right. I hope he can work it.
Yeah, Apples are a little more difficult.
Yep.
Background music. I'm going to turn off here. That was some other music I have, my background studio music, and I forgot to turn it off before I started the show. Yeah, it looks great. You can almost read it, but they're going to put an ad up on BBS. Oh, it's on there, too. And,
yeah.
You know, they're going to put some phone numbers on. It's 1-800-729-2603. But anyway, it's really cool. There's the book.
Yeah.
People wanted to see it, the inside track. Go to bbsradio.com and you'll see it.
That's fantastic.
Right there, cover and all. And
you know what we should do? We should probably give out the phone number so people can call in if they're interested in the book.
Yeah, it's 1-800-729-2603. We're only printing 1,000 of these unabridged books. They're all limited editions, and then the publishers will take over, and what they do with it is what they do with it, and they usually take a bunch of it out. You know, it gets edited down a little. Which is unfortunate, but that's what happens.
Yep.
Yeah, we got the sun shining on us. I got to get a shade up back there. So what's been happening this week anyway?
Just a lot of new energy coming through, and the flamethrower is really going to town. So there's a lot of energy coming through that, and so I'm having a lot of fun with it, and my clients are having a lot of fun with it. So it's working pretty good.
Yeah, well, you got that new white flamethrower coming too.
Well, that'll be wonderful because that'll be a doorway. That'll be fantastic.
And we just finished up a couple of MicroStars for clients, and then we had a whole systems three, a big 7 radiator system that has to go out. We've got 2/3 of that finished.
Yeah,
and finally getting all my back orders caught up, and there was plenty of them.
Fantastic.
So then we'll start on the flamethrowers next week.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to getting that white one. That ought to be fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be really good.
Yeah. We'll be able to talk about that for a month or two.
So, yeah, not only that, but we're getting into the X1 project now. And,
yes.
So we're going to be, getting more and more involved with that and talking about that as we go along. I've got an EEG machine. We're looking to order one of those now. Electroencephalograph is a device that goes on the human brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, I want to get one with at least 21 to 36 channels. So that means there'll be 21 to 36 points on the brain that we'll be monitoring while we put the healing frequencies in the test patients in that.
Yeah.
Because we're totally designing it around quantum biology. And this is an example of how some of this stuff works now that we're more scientifically inclined to speak about it. The nuclear receptor, what it's actually doing is creating a change in the shape of the effector sites in the brain, we find.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is where the... hormones are transmitted from in the body. And, it's part of the endocrine gland, but the keying in takes place at the effector sites in the brain. We also work with the receptor sites, but now we've done studies and we found out that what really happens in there, the way they're starting to understand how they work, is that they actually change the shape of the receptor site so that the proteins that are created by the flowing of the electricity in the brain, it creates new genetic changes and it creates new hormonal changes in the body.
Amazing.
Oh, we always said that, that the receptor over a 7-year period would re-spiral the DNA versus de-spiral the DNA.
Yes.
And so now what we're finding is, and we'll be probably taking this into, I would say early next year to midsummer, we'll be going to USC and a couple other schools I have in mind to get some real, double-blind testing done on people and stuff.
That's
not
fantastic.
With our product, plus the X1 healing machine.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're coming along with that. We're also looking at the another thing that happens when the body reproduces cells. A lot of this is in my new book, by the way, The Inside Track. But a lot of what happens is that stereoisomers in the body create a situation where there is a random generation of a new type of cell in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, cells, when they reproduce, reflect each other like a mirror image, okay?
Yes.
This happens in the DNA process. Depending on the accuracy of the reflection is the accuracy of the cell. Follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So with the new with the new technology and the new understanding of what we've been doing for a long time, we're able to express this a lot more coherently than we did in the past.
Yeah.
By the way, you should see the drawings in this book. I don't know if I'm going to do them in color or not for the first 1,000 because they're a bit expensive, but this book is so cool. I'm holding it in my hand right here, the entire book, but it's only printed on one side, so it's really not this thick. The double-sided book is probably, I'll measure it here, it's an inch and a half thick.
Wow.
So it'll be probably 3/4 of an inch thick. That's a lot of book.
That is a lot of book.
We're doing it by 10x9 size, which is the same size as we printed the Rays of Truth Crystals of Light book. Same size. And it has obviously more pages. It's an inch and a quarter thick versus 3/4 of an inch thick. So I didn't actually quite write a telephone book this time. I wrote 2/3 of a telephone book.
Well, there's a lot more information in this book, I think, than the last one. It's really it's really cutting edge, actually.
It is. And it's really interesting because what's really interesting is that, you know, when I wrote that other book 10 years ago, it was leading edge all the way, especially with the quantum stuff that what I put in there and the Bohr, you know, Niels Bohr's work and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I look at that book now, and the X1 healing machine was in there. I look at that book now, and it's so obsolete, you know, for where we're at.
Yeah.
It's still real. Everything in there is still real, but... you know, when you read that one, you need to stop and finish that, and then you turn around and need to read this one now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, I think, you know.
Well, it's really cutting edge, and that's what's important, that nobody even has that kind of information out yet. I think it's going to be quite a book.
Yeah, getting back to the stereoisomers, when you have two of them reflecting, they call them enantiomers. Enantiomers, that's what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And when they rotate polarized light and interact with optical isomers, they're called chiral, C-H-I-R-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through the chiral structures of proteins, nucleotides, microtubules, and that means microtubules are structural components affecting circulation within the cell, and the DNA helixes that interact with consciousness interdimensionally that the evolutionary growth process occurs. And so that's what we're talking about in the new book, and then I'm going to be writing a manual on the X1 healing machine. It won't be a book. It'll be a manual that's going to go out to my engineers that are going to be working on it, outlining the concepts of what it is and how it's going to work. I realize that we pretty much got the mechanical part down. In other words, it's just a matter of assembling it more than anything. Not a lot of research required, and then verifying stuff in an orthodox manner so that the scientific community feels comfortable with it.
Right.
It also explains, quantum, you know, people, you stop chewing data. He's chewing data pretty good here today. He wants more water, I think. So anyway, laying on of the hands and healing, the kind of stuff that you do, and remote viewing, all of that is all quantum. And now it's so well explained in the scientific community how it works. Nobody really knows how it works, but I mean the fact that it works and what's involved and the factors in healing. And I've been doing some studies on quantum healing that's, you know, monitored by EEG machines and very orthodox.
Right.
And it works pretty much 100%. I mean, it's you can take a person with cancer and pretty much they can heal themselves within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they do the entanglement process. Yeah. Now we're talking about not just dual entanglement. We're talking about triple entanglement, and as the mass mind moves in that direction, the entangling process is going to be, you know, a whole lot better and understood by the public. It's going to make it more powerful.
You know, what's amazing is the pyramid is doing some fantastic things for me. I know that you talk about quantum entanglements. It's so fast that things are just happening for me instantaneously now.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic. I mean, I've never been in a pyramid this powerful before. It's just absolutely amazing. I can think of something, and within a minute or two, people are calling me about it. So it's really amazing. I think it works very well with a projector.
And that does. It acts like an amplifier.
Oh, it's incredible.
It won't be long before people will start doing totally conscious astral travel.
Yeah.
Teleportation, I can see coming quick too.
Yeah.
I think when teleportation comes, because that's what quantum is anyway, you'll be able to transform. In the book, we talk about an atomic particle called soliton, which is now part of the particle zoo in the physics world. And then we're linking that solitonic particle with gravitons, and we're linking that with entanglement and amplifying that through SPDC, which is going through crystal lattice structures, which now amplifies it even more, which are projectors manifest when you shoot lasers into the stones in the center of them. Mm-hmm. So it's really starting to fall in place with what I call orthodox terminology now. You know what I mean?
Right,
we don't have
right.
to call things new names because the orthodox physics community is finally catching up with where we're at. I mean, term-wise. They're not catching up with where we are, but they're catching up with what we are doing. You know, before they were, the community was outside the building, and then they got in the building, and then they were down the hallway, and now they're walking into the laboratory, but they're not doing the experiments that we're doing yet. And I see a lot of these declassified government experiments that we did 20, 25 years ago, mm-hmm. and with better results than they have. We've been doing this now for 34 years at Paradigm.
Yes, yes.
And I've worked with people all over the world, many universities. You know, the University of Hamburg was a fabulous place to work with, a big school.
Right.
UCLA, I worked with them, and USC, and all these big schools. You know, and I used to work with Bowling Green University in Ohio and the University of California, Santa Barbara, all of these places in the past. I could see us doing this again. When we first started Paradigm, we had... We worked with so many schools, I couldn't keep up with them. I was constantly lecturing there, and then they would try stuff, and you know what I mean? It was on and on. It was endless.
Yes.
And then we sort of got away from it for like 20 years because we got buried with our products. Now we're going to go back out and do some scientific stuff because the community is more abreast of what we do. They understand us better now.
Right. The projector is firing about a 3-inch pure white light from the pyramids that are on the projector. And I'm talking about the big projector. I haven't even looked at the small one yet. But if you look at the projector sideways, it's firing 3 inches to 4 inches of pure white light from each pyramid. So that's what I'm looking at now, and the stone, the quartz in the center, is firing a light inside the quartz that I've never seen before. So it's really coming to life. I don't know what's happening other than it's becoming more powerful.
Well, what's happening is you're becoming more aware.
Is that what I am? Okay.
Yeah. And as you become, here's a big thing about quantum. This is, you know, John Bell, believe it or not, a physicist from Ireland, born around 1913 or so, 1923. John Bell is the one that, I don't know if he's a relative of mine or not, but he's the one that really looked at proving what Niels Bohr had come across, proving what Richard Feynman was a little bit, he was more QED, quantum electrodynamics. But Bell was the one that laid out the experiment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Alain Aspect, I think he's from, where is he from? Australia or somewhere. He did the first experiment over at the University of Paris in a basement where they started sending light in two directions and then having polarized detectors and then changing the polarity of a photon in flight going one way, which then you've noticed that the polarity of the photon, this dual entangled photon going the other way towards another detector would automatically change, even though it hadn't been influenced.
Right.
And that's where the lid came off of it,
okay.
The whole field. Then they went further, and Elaine then went into using lasers and shooting into crystals, and that's when the SPDC, the spontaneous diffusion of quantum light particles, really
mm-hmm.
took off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were doing that at distances of 14, 15 miles in each direction. Now this work was going over at CERN in Switzerland.
Right.
But, well, what's happened is now you don't see an electron. You see a beam of electrons, but you don't see a electron, like in a phosphorescent cathode ray tube.
Okay. Right.
And you don't see a photon. Okay? You never see photons, because remember, a photon is a particle that's vibrating at a certain frequency, and that frequency allows you to perceive a color of light.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And so when you're making this perception and the reflection of light, you're not seeing a photon.
Huh.
So now that means that as you are able to place a mechanical device in your presence, and that mechanical device can then amplify the bandwidth of your photon perception. You follow
mm-hmm.
me?
Mm-hmm.
You can amplify, because that's what the projector is doing. It's amplifying your ability to perceive. That's why you see more and more light. What is there? So what's happening is, as David Bohm, the physicist, God bless him, who died in 1992, had said, very famous guy, it's all hologram. And so
mm-hmm.
what we're doing
mm-hmm.
is we're opening up into our perceptive awareness the actual hologram itself. You follow me?
Yes.
That's the beauty of what the projector does. And then what happens is, as you open it up, you see more things to hook up with or connect to, and because you are in this process of being part of the experiment, then you are entangling everything that's in your imagination. And you can wish for anything, and anything is possible.
Yes.
And that, like in your dreams. Okay, in your dreams, you could be going off driving your car off a cliff because somebody ran into you, and as you come down, hit the ground, and you expect to just die, suddenly something shifts in your dreams, and you're floating in the cloud with a bird in the next second. You follow me?
Right.
So that's the astral. Well, energy follows thought. So if you take the consciousness of what you're expanding into, it no longer becomes a dream state. It becomes a state of reality. And all you got to
yes.
do now is get the timing of that reality into the timing of the mass waveform of the hologram, the mass thought waveform of the hologram. You follow me?
Right.
It becomes
a
synchronizing principle. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, the way to synchronize is, like you, lots of discipline, lots of work with what you're doing with the projectors, and then letting them do their things, and then making the observation. Okay, the observation that you made, you want something to happen, and a minute later the phone rings, and there is what
right.
happened. You follow
right.
me? And
right.
that process begins to expand on its own. And that's where we're supposed to be going. In my book, I explain the opposite of that, what
mm-hmm.
the drug companies are doing, what mind control is doing from satellites. I have a picture of a military satellite on the book. You can see it on VBS radio right now. Okay? They're
mm-hmm.
doing that with drugs. They're trying to get an entanglement process going with psychotropic drugs.
Right.
The problem with that is all they're tuning into is a fear algorithm.
Yes.
Okay? And so they're spreading that fear an algorithm across the country. And they
right.
can only keep it locked up with drugs, and they can only keep it locked up with, modulated in dual beam satellite technology, and then modulating their thoughts and intents. And so you can see here we are, we're going two different directions. They're doing it on the bottom, we're doing it on the top.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
actually what they're doing when these people finally break this chemical web that they're being thrust into from the drug companies, they'll flip over to us and they'll become beings of light, because they already are.
Yes.
It's hard to be a being of light when you're strung out on effects or Ritalin or some of these damn drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think we're ahead of the curve.
Oh, we're way ahead of the curve.
You know, I think that the things that we're using today are just, I mean, they're mind-blowing. And I think I'm fairly good at what I do. And,
oh, yeah.
But this pyramid, I am just, I'm blown away with this pyramid. I mean, every day I get up and something else new is happening.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the most amazing thing I have ever bought in my life, more than anything. And,
yeah,
and
now you had the old pyramid before, right?
I had the old pyramid before, and I gave it to a friend of mine. I said, try this. He loves it. But he came over to the house with his wife, and they hopped in the bed and laid down and got blown away with this new pyramid.
Yeah, there's a big difference between the old paradigm pyramids and the old technology.
Night and day.
It was inexpensive at the time. It got the job done. But it ain't, these things are fine-tuned like a greyhound dog, you know, ready for the race.
Yep, yep. It's almost like a tuning fork.
Yeah. The old ones, they got,
you know,
at
nighttime when I get in bed, if I take my fingers and put it very lightly on the pyramid itself, and I don't care where you touch it, you'll get a tingling right through your body.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's amazing. I every night, I'm telling you, every night I go to bed, I get up the next morning, and my mind is even sharper. So
yeah,
something really... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because now you're getting the entangling process, or I should say the unentangling process, because the new pyramid detoxes the body on a much more higher inner frequency level.
Yes.
And what does
yes.
that mean? That allows your body, your neuron, your bandwidth of your photon expression, which is 400 to 700 nanometers, to expand. You might be going from 400 down to 300, clear up from 700 to 800. You might get a 20% increase or 30% increase in bandwidth with what you're able to perceive. Then what's going to happen is another thing I talk about in my book, you know, we get down and Michio Kaku talks about, we go into string theory pretty deep this time in string theory. We go into the 11th
Good.
Membrane.
Good.
And the 11th, you know, first of all, in string theory, things just get smaller and smaller from Planck size, which is the smallest perceptive size in mathematics so far.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the bottom line is when we get smaller, we start to perceive strings. Okay, now if you were to look at an atom and you made the atom the size of the solar system, right?
Yes.
Okay, imagine an atom being blown up to our entire solar system, right?
Yep.
A single string, you know, in a string theory, which is part of the atom, be the size of a tree or an elephant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how much smaller a string is compared to an atom. We already know how small an atom is.
Yes.
Okay? So
yes.
A string is, there's one tree in the universe, and the whole universe, I mean, there's one tree in the string, and the atom is the size of our entire solar system.
Yeah.
Tiny. That's how small the strings are. Okay. These strings move in they're unidirectional strings. And it is said in string theory that as these vibrating strings move, if they're vibrating, okay, once again,
yes.
we're looking at an oscillation that involves time. And now they're saying that mathematically, when they start, they have 10 levels of strings, and the 11th level is the vibration itself, which becomes, so they call them brains, from membranes. Okay?
Right.
So,
right.
So they picture strings interconnected with little membranes, kind of like a little tapestry woven together.
Yes.
In between the weavings is the time, and that's where the 11th membrane is, and in math. And so that now becomes a Einstein-Rosen bridge, parallel universes.
Right.
Follow me? It's that
right.
tiny. Not
right.
very much, but it's there. And when
yeah.
you go in, and when you go into entanglement doesn't look at size, especially quantum entanglement with photons and electrons, doesn't look at the size. Mm-hmm. If you hook up your entangling process with that 11th membrane, the 11th brain in string theory, you can jump through. Now you got teleportation.
Yeah.
Now you got time travel.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where we're at. That's where the X1 works, because the X1 expedites the process.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, X1, I understand what you're saying.
Expedites process. It's because it does it electronically with quantum amplifiers, Josephine junctions, and the antenna structures modified. We've got a electro crystal system that goes on top of a projector. You've never seen it. I've never talked about it. I'll just build one. We've got some stuff coming out that these projectors are the heart of, with some things added to them that'll blow your socks off.
That'll be incredible.
Yeah.
That'll be incredible. Let me give out the worldwide phone number here in case somebody wants to call in. It's 1-888-815-9756, and that's worldwide. So if anybody is interested in calling in, we'll try to answer any question we can for you. So please call in. Good. But that's incredible stuff. I mean, every day I wake up, Fred, is something different. This pyramid and the projector is incredible. The power of the projector. I'm buzzing away when I put it on in the morning till the time I take it off at nighttime.
Yeah. Well, you know, we stumbled on some really cool. You know, I designed that in 1981.
Right.
Okay? That's when I designed it. The problem that I had with it was that in 1981, we couldn't produce one. All we could do was make a drawing of it, and that didn't even
work. Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's really incredible. 1981, you had that.
I had the projector. I did the projector and the receptor simultaneously.
That's incredible, Fred.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And this was 2009.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild.
You can see how my head works. But now, science has come up to where I'm, you know, I don't know, maybe I've fallen to where science is, or maybe I fell up, I don't know which, how to explain this without a lot of ego being involved, which is typical arrogance of a physicist, but the bottom line is, we know enough now, we got equipment out there to prove it, I got engineers to build it, we're doing it, as we we're going to build the X1. I'm already putting a manual together for it, as I explained earlier in the show.
Yes, yes.
That's going to come. And right now the inside track is out. If you're worried about the Tamiflu, injections, we can show you how to either not get them, or if you do, to neutralize them. If they're going to try to do three over, you know, three different periods of time to make sure it sticks with our systems. It won't. I don't care what they. You can stick pure poison in your body. You can walk away from it.
Yeah.
You don't have to fight it anymore. You just, you know, you don't fight the system. You swallow the system.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where we've had to go. Now we've built these systems that are so powerful, the government can throw all the drugs out and the pollutions in the atmosphere, the vectors in the air that trigger the drugs in your body, you know, through the chemtrails. It ain't going to do nothing anymore. Guess what? We're ahead of the curve now.
Yes, yes.
We're ahead of the curve.
Yes.
Yeah, if anybody wants to call in, join us.
Yes, please do. Let's give out that phone number one more time. It's 1-888-815-9756. And anybody can call in, and we're more than happy to help you. I'll tell you what's interesting, Fred. I've had some clients of mine bring in different things that are not working for them, and pills, and I can actually neutralize those pills. And I think it's due because of the projectors and the receptors and this pyramid. This pyramid is really, I wake up with different things every day.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, when I look at the Tamiflu with the same characteristics of PCP and angel dust and ketamine, same chemicals, same processes, the same, you know, compounds used in a different way for mind control. I guarantee you one thing, the stuff will have no effect on people that are changing their immune systems around with, you know, with quantum entanglement.
Yes.
Once you use quantum entanglement in your system, then what happens is you entangle with the higher force, higher inner driving force.
Yeah, we got somebody on the phone.
Yeah,
hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, Fred, I had a question for you. I've been to your website at Paradigm, and you got a lot of stuff there, a lot of great stuff. And for a beginner, I was wondering, where would you start?
Well, who are you? Are you a new person to call in, or what?
My name's Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, where are you calling from?
The cornfields of Ohio.
Oh, okay, cornfields of Ohio. That's great. I'm Michigan homeboy. So you're a Buckeye fan, obviously.
Yeah, that's kind of drilled into us here.
So where you start is, I start people off with a pyramid and a nuclear receptor, usually, you know.
Now, is that a headpiece pyramid or a sleeping pyramid?
I start off, you know, how old are you anyway?
Well, I'm 30.
Okay, you're a young guy. And how's your height, weight? Are you weight-wise compatible with your weight, or are you overweight or underweight or about normal or what?
Extremely normal.
Okay, and you work out?
Pretty healthy guy.
Okay. Then I start off with a probably a silver or a gold power dome, which will enhance your brain and detox your brain. And then I would move into a nuclear receptor. And if you're in good shape, I would get something like a diamond or a cubic zirconian or a ruby, something that's pretty hot. Keep your energy level up there. You can peek out on it. And then when you get into our system stuff, we go into, eventually you end up wearing a projector when you learn about entanglement, which we've been talking about. But it takes time, and the receptor acts like a battery charger for your body. So it'll start correcting your DNA, because you're right at the age now where internally you start aging a lot more than you do externally. And that's my bird in the background.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's where I start, and then I get the earlier book I wrote, Rays of Truth, because that explains a lot of this stuff. And then I also get that Inside Track, which explains the pollution and everything that we're having right now.
When will your new book be available to just normal people like myself?
Well, we're the new book, we're taking orders now as we speak. We're going to the press next week, and we should be shipping it in 3 weeks.
So just call.
We're
going
to go to press this week, but I wanted to work the cover over a little bit, and now the cover's done, as you can see it on the BBS Radio website. And so we'll be shipping that one probably in about 3 weeks. And you can order
it. Fred, also, I have another comment for you.
Huh?
I got another thing I heard on BBS Radio. I heard that the United Galactic Federation is terminating the chemtrails by spraying some kind of solution into the atmosphere to counteract it. And I don't know. I just wanted to get your comments.
There's a lot going on there. There's a couple of very orthodox scientists that have put some posts up and pictures up. There's a thing in nature called a sylph, and a sylph normally kind of works with the clouds. And supposedly, these pictures I've seen, these sylphs will dissolve the chemtrails. I guarantee you that nature, it's like we're living on Earth for a long time, and now it's time to pay the rent. And the government's not going to get away with the chemtrail thing. Their little plan of putting vectors in the chemtrails to be triggered off the Tamiflu is going to fall apart at the seams. Because people aren't that stupid. I think they put that advertisement out on the Fox at Channel 11 the other night, Fox News, mandatory vaccinations, and I think that fell apart on them. I think it's really falling apart. It really made a lot of people mad. So, a lot of these chemtrails are being destroyed. Yeah, that's very true.
Well, hey, Fred, your show's great. Just wanted to call and say hey. Thanks.
Have you been listening to it a lot, or are you new to us, or what?
On and off over a year, and I've researched it a little bit on my free time, and you know, listen every once in a while.
Cool.
That's great.
Yeah, so Steve, you want to add anything to that? What I said about the receptor?
Well, the receptor itself, what it will do, basically, is that it will help you rebuild your DNA. It'll help the RNA, the atomic structure. It does clear the brain. It does clear the body. I've had mine for 10 years, and it's really helped me in terms of my thinking and my body. I think it's absolutely fantastic. There is a silver one that he has that's pretty powerful stuff, and I think that most people that know about the product have bought the product, and it really does work. Absolutely.
Well, I'm at the point where a decade ago I was in a serious car accident, and I pretty much rebuilt myself with the help of a great herbalist.
Yeah.
And now I'm just kind of feeling pretty good and just looking for that next step. So
I think the next step,
check it out.
I think the next step would be a nuclear receptor, to be honest with you. That would be fantastic for you. It's it just rebuilds everything in the body, and it'll give you tremendous, tremendous power. You'll have a lot more confidence. You'll be able to... Actually, one of the first things that happened to me, I was seeing more peripherally. So it does work, and it's very, very powerful, extremely powerful. And it's something that you wouldn't be sorry for buying. It's just, it's absolutely fantastic. And I've talked to a lot of people and helped them out, pick out a stone, whatever the case may be, and they really believe in the product. It's really it's fantastic, and it works. I'm still wearing the same one. Excuse me.
I said I'll get muscle tested for what stone would work, and then I'll probably go from there.
Okay, terrific. Terrific. I can pretty well tell you what stone you need right now.
Yeah. Hey, that'd be great too.
You need a diamond.
Yeah, I
need a diamond. Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be big, and it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be a diamond. And I know Fred's got them, it'll create healing for you like you never thought possible. It's fantastic.
Kind of a gold guy, so
we can do them in gold too. We can gold plate them or make them solid gold, whatever you want. You know, Steve had a solid one. All right, Steve, you have one now, don't you?
Yes, I have a 18 karat gold one, but you can get a silver one and have gold put on top of it if you can't afford the real gold necklace. I don't know what they go for now because they're extremely expensive. They're 18 karat gold, but they really do work. So
yeah, I really like how gold feels onto my body.
Oh,
it just has that.
It's just incredible.
Vibe.
I know that the one that I wear is very smooth, very grounding. It's just absolutely, and it's a piece of artwork. It's something that people will look at as you're wearing it. I mean, it's a beautiful piece of work. And that's, you know, they're amazing, amazing pieces. If you want, look on Fred's site. You'll see the nuclear receptor on there. They come in silver and gold, or gold and platinum, or whatever the case may be. Whatever you can afford to buy, I would certainly do that, because in this day and age, to be honest with you, I wear it every day. I don't take it off other than to go to bed. I wear both of them. I wear my projector and the pyramid. I mean the nuclear receptor. So it's something that you'd really be proud of, and you'll notice a difference right away.
Could you talk about how, electromagnetic frequencies from the cell towers and all of our electronic appliances affect you, and how the receptor helps that?
Well, actually what happens, Fred knows a lot more about it than I do, but I can pretty well tell you what happens. Everything they're saying becomes nullified. It absolutely becomes nullified. You can actually test it yourself. if you have a nuclear receptor and you walk around, take your receptor off and walk around a magnetic, you know, the electricity, the ELF, and you put it back on, oh my goodness, you won't feel it anymore. It just, it nullifies it.
I live out in the middle of nowhere, and sometimes our electricity goes out, like during a storm and such. And I can seriously tell a big difference when it's off. You just feel more at peace. Your DNA just feels like it's relaxing.
Well, your whole body's relaxing. Everything about it is relaxing. But the thing with the nuclear receptor is you don't have to work at it. The nuclear receptor does it all by itself. The interesting part about it is that what happens with the nuclear receptor is that it's never ending. It just keeps on working, and I can verify that because I've noticed changes in my DNA. I mean, I see things very clearly, and I've had some very, very big changes in my molecular structure. So I follow myself, and I study the energy within myself before I say anything, and I know that the changes are tremendous. Tremendous.
Oh, well,
so,
that's great.
Yeah, if you're thinking about it, I would definitely look into it. You can call Mikkel at Paradigm, and she can talk to you about that. She's really fantastic about it, and she will take her time and explain everything to you.
Yeah, she goes overboard on that one.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She's a sweetheart.
Really passionate about
great
it. Stuff. She's been using it and changed her life around. And she was a vegetarian all her life, so she, you know, it put her in the fast lane really quick. She didn't have to get that animal vibe out of her system, you know. But, I got, you know, like Ken Norton's another one of my clients. He's a boxer. And Muhammad Ali, too. They had to, Muhammad Ali made his kids and his wife wear it because he said that, you know, Muhammad would take care of him. But Ken Norton, he's had a silver receptor on, and he goes down to the shop, one of our shops over there, and gets it cleaned. I offered to swap him out for a newer one where he wouldn't have to clean it. He says, no, I'm keeping this one. I've had this too many years, you know. He won't take it off ever. He sleeps in it, you know. And these guys are, you know, we've got a lot of athletes. We've got football players, NFL players, NBA players, all wear this stuff as much as they can, sometimes during a game, but some of the games are not allowed to wear jewelry because of the dangers of pinching their neck and stuff. But you'd be surprised at the clientele that we have, you know. I have to keep their names.
Okay, he's
got to talk about Muhammad about it, but the other guys I have to kind of not mention it, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, guys, and love your show.
All right. Thanks. Keep listening, man. You guys are the ones that make
Will
it.
Will do.
All right.
Take it easy.
Okay. Let's see. We're down to 1 minute.
Wow, that's incredible.
How about that for a quick show?
That's wonderful.
So anyway, we're going to, I got a lot of viewers on Ustream. Guys that don't know how to find me over at PBS, just at the end of the show, just go to Ustream, the V. Fred Bell Show. Because I think Buddy's going to sing tonight on for us. So we're going to try to get him singing. Go ahead. You got a show tomorrow, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah. My show is on www.bbsradio.com, which we're on now. Phone number, I give out my own private phone number. It's area code 585-746-8321. Have any questions about Paradigm or your stones or whatever, don't hesitate to call me and I'll help you the best as I can. And my show is on at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time, and love to talk to you.
And you guys wondering, those of you that are new viewers, the hat that I'm wearing is I used to work at Lockheed Skunk Works, and that's our skunk. Actually, it was Skunk Works. So I got my Lockheed skunk hat on tonight because I'm able to, want to see my credentials of resignation where I had to give up my secret clearance with them, but keep it quiet anyway. That's over on BBS Radio, and not in the archives, but in the section somewhere on this website, BBS Radio, where it talks about the different hosts and their information, and you'll see all the paperwork that I had to generate when I left the Skunk Works. Anyway, yeah, look at this. I got to turn it sideways. Little buddy's chewing my ear up tonight, you know. Hey, Steve, you got to get your computer going. You're missing a good after show. We have a hell of a
I know. I need to buy a computer. When I save a little bit more money, I'm going to get a PC, and I'll be able to stay tuned with you afterwards. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, because we're having a lot of fun afterward. You know, I call it the show after the show or whatever, you know.
Right, right. I'll take care of that as soon as I can.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to look out of here in a minute. I'm getting my, look at, buddy is now chewing up my hat. Which is okay, because I like that. And we're going to be leaving the air. I'll do my recorded show. The book is at 1-800-729-2603. There's only 1,000 copies being made. They're a special edition, all signed and numbered. There will be posters available for the different drawings from Jim Czar, who's world famous. Some of the stuff's up in the state capitol of Sacramento and Smithsonian and all other places. But anyway, I have a bird just ripping this hat apart. You know, I got a sidekick that eats hats. I'm glad you don't do that. So he'll change energy now as we start to sign out. There we go. Get the... So you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with Steve Barish and Buddy Bird. Tonight, Bell and Bird was predisposed. And we're having fun. Talk to you next week. Signing off. And we're going to be over on Ustream now getting Buddy to sing. Bye.
Let him move.